AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Welcome to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, this podcast is going to go out just before the holidays, with Christmas and New Year's, and people are on vacation or some are not on vacation. They're trying to get work done during the holidays, or people aren't in the office, and they have something on the schedule for I know we just had the Dallas Marathon. Maybe they have something coming up in February or January. How do you keep the training? How do you keep going how do you coach us through this holiday season when we're stressed out and don't have time, or we have to get our runs in, but we have so much to do? How do you help me mentally to keep the progress going in my training during this type of holiday season that comes around every year?
And they always seem to schedule the marathon. Like, I used to run the Austin Marathon every year, and it was in February, just like you're saying. And so, and what's funny is they used to have this, and I'm sure a lot of cities do this. They had a distance challenge. So you had to sign up for like 7 races that ended in the marathon. So then you had a race each month. And the idea was that would keep you, you know, race training all, you know, through the holidays. And what happens, guys, is like anything else. Like, first of all, as your coach, I would definitely like have asked you, you know, what's going on through the holidays. One of the main things that's so important is, especially if you're going to travel or, like, you know, Caroline was saying, things get stressful. What is the minimum I know I can do? And I'm going to get that done. And doing that, you'll have a success. You know, if you're like, I know on this day I can get this done. I know this day I can get this done. You've got like 2 days where you're like, I'm going to do this. You don't overschedule that week. You know, that's like, you maybe make it a deload week, do more strength, maybe even doing more strength work. You know, the nice part, like with RunnerX training, for example, because we have people train with drills and with strength and with self-care, that's a perfect time when you can't get out for a long run or even get out at all. Hey, do one of the 5-minute skill, strength, or self-care videos, you know, just to take yourself through that, because anything that's going to maintain your fitness, guys, is really about maintaining your form, believe it or not. So doing things like drills inside or, you know, some of our strength workouts that incorporate some running style movements, it's amazing how that keeps you, also keeps you sane. It's, you know, a lot of us that get out all the time, when you can't stay on your routine, it stresses you out and you don't want to add to that holiday stress. So it's definitely something I would do is pre-plan 2 workouts I know I can get in, 2 runs that will happen. Then be like, hey, this is a good time to maybe add in. Like I said, to go to our app and check out the 3-2-1, it'd be a good time to start it.
And then how, when you talk about a D, give me some, you know, they always ask, what is that one thing I can do? What is that one? If I only have a short bit of time, is there the warm up? Like, I know we say, just do the warm up and then run as much as you can. Is that something you would recommend? Or
sure. Or even like an interval style workout is a good idea to get in through the holidays, where it's, it, you know, especially if you're traveling and you don't have your regular run route, you know, to find a spot where you could just get some intervals in is a good idea. But also, right, be okay with shortening your distance. It's another good way to deload is, you know what, I can't get out for my hour run. I can get out for a 5K and make that okay. You know, and sometimes you'd be surprised. I tell people, you go out for a shorter run and it just gets the stress off, you know, just to get out and do that run. And then also look around, you know, if it does keep you more motivated to, you know, stay with like a, people like the virtual racing is still out there. And there's so many, you know, turkey trot's over, but you know, the holiday runs. So sometimes right. even like scheduling something like that, just to do something so you don't feel like you're missing your fitness, but to not worry, because if you've got a good training plan, having to deload for a week or even two is not going to ruin your fitness at all.
And that's what I was just going to ask. So really it takes a lot more than just a couple of days of maybe not working out as hard or not doing, you know, those couple of weeks where maybe I'm not training as hard. That's not going to make me have to like start all over or anything.
Absolutely
like that.
Not. In fact, a lot of people will find that if they do take a little bit of time off during the holidays, they come back feeling really refreshed. You know, sometimes you are, you know, overtrained and don't even realize it. So like I said, do a plan, you know, like I'm going to make sure twice, I say two just because it makes sense. Twice I can get something done. And then you have that success, because that's a big part of the stress too, feeling like you're not getting enough in. So if you're like, oh, I got my two runs in that I scheduled, you have that great successful feeling.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, guys. So if you are planning to start running after the new year and just kind of want to start getting out there, or you have a race on your schedule, or you have been running, but you just really feel like you'd really love to have a coach, we would love for you to join our membership. You can go through the app. Just go to Apple Store or Google Play, look up RunnerX Academy and come in there. We do have some free things you can get with, or you can join the membership for just a month. Use that opportunity to have Valerie watch you run. That's really important, guys. Or come onto a Zoom where you can get basically trained live in person. You're right there. You're in real time. And she's looking at you while you're doing the drills. So
by the way, a Zoom, a lot, just something that's just, since we're talking about holidays,
right?
A lot of our runners use the Zoom as their pre-race, pre-run workout, and even as an off-day workout. Yeah, because we're working on running. So you're not like running in place for an hour, but you're working on your run. And every time people come through the Zoom, they're like, man, my next run was so much better. You know, because I'm going to coach you through the drills. I'm going to coach you through some of the things that you didn't realize were going to help you so much on your run. So it's another great way to work out in the holidays.
Absolutely. Okay, guys. So go to runrx.fit. That's RUNRX.FIT. Or go to your app store for your phone and look up RunnerX Academy. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunnerX podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.